KBBI's Evening News is supported by Homer Real Estate, bringing buyers and sellers together for over 40 years from Nanilchik, Happy Valley, Anchor Point, Homer, and across Catchback Bay. All current area listings are online at homerrealestate.com or by calling 907-235-5294.
Today is Thursday, June 18th, 2026. I'm Simon Lopez with KBBI's Evening News. First up, a Homer nonprofit is hosting a skateboarding event on the Spit Sunday for International Go Skateboarding Day. Old Sterling Outfitters co-owner Kate Skundridge says the date lines up with two other celebrations.
June 21st, this coming Sunday, is International Go Skateboarding Day, which also happens to coincide with summer solstice and Father's Day. So it's kind of a trifecta holiday event.
Participants will meet at 3 p.m. at the base of the Spit, then ride out to the Boathouse Pavilion at 3:30 p.m. Skundridge says all wheels are welcome for the crews, including skateboards, bikes, roller skates, roller blades, and scooters. The skate jam starts at 5 p.m. with food, music, a mini ramp, and skate games like a high ollie challenge. The event is free, but donations will support the Homer Skate Park project. Skundridge says the group is designing the project and working with the city and the borough to find a location for a permanent concrete park. The nonprofit Catchmack Bay Recreation Service Area has also been running weekly skate lessons at the current local park to continue building community momentum.
It's been a huge success. There's been 20 plus kids coming to most of the skate lessons, and that's a huge indication that there is excitement around it and that there's kids that want to get into it.
Organizers say costumes are encouraged, featuring a dress like dad theme for Father's Day. And this week is Alaska Invasive Species Awareness Week. It aims to encourage Alaskans and visitors to learn about, report, and contribute to the prevention of invasive species in the state. KBBI's Emily Springer reports.
A proclamation by Governor Mike Dunleavy takes into consideration several features to encourage awareness of the effect of invasive species and the impacts and disturbances they may have on native species. The proclamation notes that invasive species disrupt healthy ecosystems by interfering with essential food webs, displacing and preying upon desirable indigenous species, reducing biodiversity, and altering ecosystem balance. The Alaska Invasive Species Partnership, AKISP, is a group of stakeholders working together to provide statewide leadership to prevent, detect, and manage invasive species in Alaska. Members of AKSIP include state, federal, and tribal agencies, as well as local governmental and non-governmental entities, industry, and private stakeholders. A flyer from the partnership notes that Alaska's ecosystems are threatened by a variety of invasive species, and names a few to be aware of: European green crab, European bird cherry, Elodia, creeping thistle, and Norway rat. More information on the partnership and how it operates is available on the AKISP website, alaskainvasives.org. In Homer specifically, an invasive crab monitoring event will take place on June 19th at the Pier 1 Beach on the Spit at noon. This event is being coordinated by Jasmine Marr, harmful species lead with the National Estuarine Research Reserve, who shared several details.
My name is Jasmine Maurer. I work at Catchmack Bay National Estuarine Research Reserve, and I work within the Harmful Species Program. And that program at the reserve does early detection and monitoring for invasive species, most in the marine environment mostly, so invasive tunicates and invasive European green crab. The program also does long-term and has long-term monitoring for phytoplankton communities in Catchmack Bay, and can inform us on when species that can produce toxins are present in the bay.
European green crabs are a highly invasive marine species, first detected in southeast Alaska on Annette Island in 2022 by the Metlakatla Indian community during a survey conducted by NOAA Fisheries. Since then, their numbers have surged dramatically and spread into other parts of the state across the entire Gulf. Annette Island is located in the far southeast corner of the state, just north of Dixon Entrance.
Setting traps early for early detection in our nearshore environments where they settle in the high intertidal allows us an opportunity in Ketchmack Bay and other places that are doing early detection to respond, because these green crab are a threat to our ecosystem, to eelgrass beds. They will eat juvenile Dungeness crab or other juvenile crab species. They're very, very aggressive and can have an effect on those populations. So our trapping for their early detection is an opportunity to inform us of what's going on. And also, if folks choose to do so, put their resources toward suppressing the population and preventing the worst of the effects that they can have on the ecosystem.
Since initial detection in Southeast, green crab have been found with the Prince William Sound Regional Citizen Advisory Council out of Cordova and Valdez, with the National Park Service out of Seward. There is some monitoring getting underway in Kodiak, and observations are being conducted with the research reserves in Western Alaska coastal waters, according to MAR. Homer's Green Crab Community Monitoring Event, organized by the Ketchikan Bay National Estuarine Research Reserve, will take place at the Pier 1 Beach on the Spit starting at noon on Friday, June 19th. Reporting from Homer, this is Emily Springer.
Firefighters have significantly slowed the spread of a wildfire that broke out in Sterling on Wednesday evening. The blaze, now being called the Grandview Fire, grew from 8 to 50 acres over about 7 hours near the intersection of Swanson River Road and Jacobson Avenue. Emery Johnson, a spokesperson for the Alaska Division of Forestry, said late Wednesday night that the fire is not considered contained, but that it's bounded to the south by a firebreak and to the north by fire-resistant chemicals. Fire activity has decreased, she said, but operations were set to continue through the evening and into today to strengthen and secure containment lines. The state first reported the fire at 8 acres around 4:30 p.m., about 10 miles east of Soldotna, burning in grass, brush, and black spruce trees. As of Wednesday, around 11:30 p.m., the cause of the fire was still under investigation, although Johnson said lightning struck the area recently. Alaska Wildland Fire Information's interactive fire map previously attributed the fire to human causes. The State Forestry Division initially said the blaze threatened vehicles and power lines. Homer Electric Association cut power to more than 3,400 customers after emergency services asked the cooperative to de-energize its power lines. HEA restored power to all customers about an hour and a half later. The state did not issue any evacuation orders for Sterling and said east wind was blowing the blaze away from nearby homes. Central Emergency Services assisted state crews with firefighting. The Kenai Peninsula Borough Office of Emergency Management said responding agencies had not requested additional support from the borough, but Acting Emergency Manager Paul McBride said the borough was collaborating with the Forestry Division's Public Information Office. Alaska State Troopers are asking people to avoid the section of Swanson River Road near Jacobson Avenue while crews respond. The Division of Forestry describes the current level of fire danger as very high. Burn permits are currently required on the Kenai Peninsula. Up-to-date information about wildland fires around the state is available on the Alaska Wildland Fire website. That's it for tonight's news. You are listening to KBBI AM 890 Homer, 88.1 FM in Seward, through translator K201AO. That last story was from KDLL's Jake Dye, with reporting contributions from Ashlyn L. O'Hara. Thanks for listening. Good evening.